Chicago Blackhawks start the second half of their season up here in the True North tonight and take on another streaking Canadian-based opponent. But this Winnipeg Jets team is as stingy defensively as any the Hawks have encountered this season. So shots on goal, second and third chances, and lots of energy to the net are going to be the order of the night for the Chicago Blackhawks team. Third meeting of four this season set to begin. Veteran referee Wes McCauley has the boys at center ice. And let's play some hockey here, guys. Dickinson and Scheifele take the opening draw. And the drop of the puck, this one's underway. The Jets control. The puck near corner. Ehlers set it up. Ice Velarde into the Hawks zone down the slot. Shoots glove. Save made by Peter Mrazek. He took a goal away from Gabe Velarde. I think Velarde had already marked that one up. But, boy, Mrazek just made a terrific glove save and kept the score at no score.
Right now, the group that they have is really bought in to the way that this team needs to play to be competitive. And they don't have the high-end skill because we know that those guys are out of the lineup. But at the same time, you can come and you can make it miserable on the opposition, and we've seen that happen starting in the Rangers where they played 40 minutes of excellent hockey, the Devils 60 minutes, Calgary, Edmonton, and here after 20 minutes. Not an easy period for Winnipeg.
Yeah, not at all. All right, 20 minutes in the books. Hawks and Jets, no score up here in Winterpeg, or Winnipeg if you prefer. Sends it right point now. Reichel drops it off to Murphy there. He'll toe drag and fire. He scores! Connor Murphy with his second goal of the season. A nice little move near the top of the right circle in the Jets' end. Change the angle ever so slightly, and he beats Brossois with a snapshot. It's 1-0 Hawks.
Well, Hawks did an excellent job of creating an opportunity because of a turnover from the Jets. They didn't get it out of their zone. A nice little drop pass by Lucas Reichel to give Connor Murphy an opportunity, created by Cole Gutman. Now you get a bunch of people standing in front of the shooting lane there, and this gets through all the bodies into the back of the net.
Just an excellent period by the Hawks. Outshot Winnipeg 10-6 in that period. Controlled a lot of the play there, and I think for the Winnipeg Jets, probably a little bit of frustration starting to show in their game. Blackhawks have been smothering them the way that they've smothered a lot of teams, and it's no fun to play against those type of teams or that type of structure. The Hawks have done an excellent job defensively. They've chipped pucks in. I mean, how many pucks can you recall right off the top of your head? How many times they've turned pucks over or mismanaged pucks by not getting it in or not getting it out?
Yeah.
Very few.
Over top of the right wing circle, Perfetti. Down to Namestnikov, bottom of the circle to Perfetti, jams it in front. Mrazek lays on his side and uses his goal stick to knock it out of there. Follow-up shot by Schmidt is over the net. Morsi at the left point takes the puck back. Down to Lowry along the left wing boards, battling against Kurashev. Put it in front. Velarde there, shoots and scores. With 3:29 left in the third, the Jets have tied it at one. A hard-working shift led by their captain, Adam Lowry, who centered the puck from the left-wing corner to Gabe Velarde. And he tapped it in behind Mrazek for the 1-1 score. Neil Pionk grabs it there. Over to Brendan Dillon. Then to Lowry at center ice to Ehlers, breaking down the left-wing Hawks zone. Shoots and scores. It's amazing how a game can change so quickly. The Hawks had control of this game and were really the dominant team in this game well into the near the end of the third period, and the Jets have tallied twice inside of about 3 minutes and now lead this hockey game 2-1 with 1:05 left in regulation.
Well, rather than trying to defend maybe late in this third period, you've got to go on the offense, and it's not that easy just to turn it in the other direction. Winnipeg and the fans here got a lot of emotion on their side. Ehlers is 15th of the season, 16 point streak for Ehlers now. Boy, just transition in the neutral zone and then speed by Ehlers.
Got it free to Pitlick, out to the left point, Korchinski to Pitlick, left circle with 9 to the slot, Radish turns and fires, that deflects over the net. 5 seconds left, Reichel's got it. To Pitlick along the left boards, to Reichel left corner, to the line, Korchinski is going to run out of time. And the Winnipeg Jets, with a comeback victory here tonight, have won 8 straight to set a team record as they beat the Blackhawks here tonight 2-1. And and a stunned group of Blackhawk players will now solemnly exit the ice.